We are drunk on liberty.
What?
We are drunk.
On?
Conversation.
Liberty?
Well, that too.
What is going on?
Nothing.
Welcome. I don't know what episode number this will be.
It's whatever the fuck you want it to be.
This will be posted at a later date, so who knows? Mm. But welcome to another Drunk on Liberty Conversations episode.
The other one sucks.
Basically, where we just get drunk and conversate.
Yeah, for like an hour and then we're done.
About nothingness.
About your face. I'm all mean tonight.
Yeah, what is your deal?
Because I can be.
Why can you?
Because I can.
I don't allow that. Not in my house.
We're going to play that game card now? We're going to pull cards like that? Uh-huh.
Sure, why not?
Hmm. All right. We'll see what happens then. There's this thing that says, I was reading this little post that says, never make eye contact while eating a banana. That's funny.
Oh, boy.
Especially if you're a man. So. What? Why weren't you talking? I said my shit. Now you talk.
DrunkOnLiberty.com. Facebook, Twitter, Drunk on Liberty. Rate and review us. iTunes, Stitcher, Smart Radio.
What else they can do it?
We no longer like that show.
Oh.
The Last Resort.
Yeah, it's stupid. I didn't even really like it too much.
I liked the first episode.
I didn't even really like it.
Because they stood up against the government. And then the government went after them. Like they would do if, you know, a certain military submarine did that. That's probably what the U.S. government would do. And then try to cover it up like they are doing. But yeah, the second episode just wasn't anything like that, so... Fuck that.
I didn't care for it, but I'm sure there's people out there that do. I don't see it lasting.
I still like that Revolution show. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that one's okay. Yeah.
Oh, I like that one.
We'll see how it goes. I can't see it lasting more than one season, though. I don't know.
What did we just watch, though?
It's Always Sunny in Philly.
Indeed. It's back.
It came back last night.
Finally.
And, you know, it's the same typical random shit happens, but it wasn't as good as, like, the past seasons for a first episode.
Yeah,
but
I wasn't highly impressed, but it was funny.
It was so funny. I mean, spoiler alert.
No.
Can I say something?
What spoiler are you saying? Alert.
By the time this is posted, they've probably already seen this.
Yeah.
What's his name? Charlie. Charlie gets braces.
Yep.
But yeah, and it's
that's
and,
your spoiler
well, yeah.
alert.
Yeah, and Hitler's involved.
That's your spoiler alert that Charlie gets braces.
Yeah, I think they could have done a better. I think this episode would have been a better episode to like maybe show halfway through the season. You know what I mean? It's nothing great. I don't know. Maybe they don't feel like they need to impress people because they have a huge audience base as it is. But whatever. Well, then we also watched the show The Middle. It's on ABC, but it's freaking hilarious because it's random, too. I think that's why I like it.
It's a pretty good sitcom.
Yeah, and it's like a, I don't know, it's of this family, and it's just like there's these three kids, and one, the older kid is like the athlete in the family, the typical jock, and there's a middle child, and she's like the smarty, the nerd. She doesn't really like fit in at school. And then there's the little one who's like this weird... He's weird. He has like these tics where like he'll whisper to himself or like.
That's usually what he does.
Yeah. But he got whisper. In the recent episode, he had a new tic. which was funny. But the parents just like don't pay attention to their. It kind of reminds me of Malcolm in the Middle a little bit, because Malcolm in the Middle was like weird like that at times right. too.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different, but it kind of reminds me of that. But we started watching that again. We'd watched a couple episodes in the past, and then
Tired.
And then I know because I was working hard today, and then. We stopped watching it for a while because we just had like way too many shows, and then we decided to start it up again. And it's funny. I laughed really hard about with the one part where there's a box over the one girl's head. Yeah. She was practicing to be a mascot. It's just so funny.
I have a list here. The world's 50 best bars for 2012. I don't see anything I know except I see this one. And the only reason I know that is because... At work. That's an account at work. And I don't even know how to say it.
Oh. Really? Hmm.
It's French. It looks like French. Eau de vie.
It's in Sydney, though.
I don't know what the fuck it is. Anyway. Well, then it's not that one. But
did you look through all 50 lists?
No, I haven't gone to the next.
Maybe one of the bars we went to.
I didn't notice anything there.
Hold on. Let me look. Maybe I've been to one that you haven't been to.
Well... I already went past the first 25. Frank's Bar.
Mm, interesting.
Meat. Bar is just called Meat.
You would like that one. I
Why?
Bet it's a gay bar.
Why would I like
I
that
I bet
one?
It's a gay bar.
Are you well, calling me gay?
I'm just saying, like, from the sounds of it.
Do you know any of these?
No.
I didn't know any of these. I've never heard of any of these.
I thought maybe that ice...
One just called Drink.
That's clever.
What is going on with you?
I don't know. I have some issues. Like, there are those burps that you don't really feel great after because you feel like if you burp too hard, you're going to throw up. That's one of those burps.
Oh, we're getting to that in the actual episode tomorrow. Right?
That's part I of guess your, so. I didn't look at it.
That's part of your news.
Oh, well, I haven't looked. I don't know what else. Oh, we should just talk about the movie we saw today. Like, because whatever.
No.
That'll I don't want to wait till tomorrow. We got enough stuff to shit and talk about.
Shit and talk about. Wow. Wait, Mixologist makes the world's most expensive cocktail.
Okay, you want to talk about
$8,850. Holy shit.
What the hell is in this cocktail?
We've had no shortage of expensive cocktails in the past, but...
Cocks!
But the newest record-breaking cocktail will make you drool. Well, my cocktail makes you drool all the time, doesn't it? Behold, the Salvatore's Legacy Cocktail. $8,850 drink that is making mixology enthusiasts across the globe absinthe green with envy. What's in the drink? The Spirits Business reports that it's a mix of 1788 Clos de Griffier Vieux Cognac. Yes, you read that. You're right. Kummel liqueur, 1860 Dub Orange Caraco, and two dashes of Angostura bitters from the 1900s. That is one ancient cocktail. That cognac dates from the year the English first settled Australia. That liqueur was distilled on the eve of the Civil War. So there it is. Wonderful.
Great. Lovely. Do you want to know about the 250 top movies?
No, I certainly do not.
Can I give you the top 10 and then like tell you the 250th?
What?
It's from IMDb. They have a list of their top 250 movies of all time.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Dating to now?
Yeah. Most recent, yeah. So, right, the number one on their list is, and I've actually
Well, you
seen,
should go 10 to all 1.
All right, I'll go to 10 to 1, and then I'll tell you the 250th, too. So, number 10 is Fight Club from 1999.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Number 9 is Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
I don't know.
That's from 2003.
I've never seen it.
I have.
Watch those movies, but...
It's good. I think you'd like it. Number 8 is The Dark Knight from 2008. Number 7 is Schindler's List from 93.
Okay.
Number 6 is 12 Angry Men from 1957.
Yes, I've seen that. Have you seen that? I saw that at school in my public education. Yeah. We had to watch it. It's about 12 jurors. And it's like they're in their juror meeting, and it's like one guy is, you know, wants to say
he's not
innocent or not guilty, and everybody else is just for sure guilty. And it's about his process of getting everybody to come up onto
his
side.
I've heard of this movie, but I've
black and
never
white.
Seen it. Maybe I
it's
have.
Black and white.
Maybe I've seen parts of it. I don't think
it's a pretty good movie, actually.
Number 5 is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly from 1966.
I know I've seen that, but I don't remember
I've never seen it at all.
Number
4 is Pulp Fiction from 1994.
That's a good one.
That's a long movie. Yeah. Number 3 is The Godfather Part 2.
Yes.
Number 2 is The Godfather.
What?
Uh-huh.
The Godfather is before Godfather 2? Mm-hmm. Godfather 2, I think, was better than Godfather.
Apparently not. And then the number 1 movie,
They got 2 and 3? Godfather?
Yep.
That's crazy.
The number 1 movie, according to IMDb, is The Shawshank Redemption from 1940.
It's a pretty good movie, but I don't think
I've never seen that movie.
What?
I think I've tried to see it, and I just was not interested.
Morgan Freeman?
And then, if you want to know what the 250th movie was, it is Shaun of the Dead from 2004. But guess what? In a close 249th place, it was Jurassic Park.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, they're trying to come out with the Jurassic Park 4.
Yes.
And the thing with that is they wanted to come out with it like 7 years ago, apparently. But the reason they didn't, and it was supposed to be like when, because I think it got shut down because what they were going to try to do, and this is what I heard, was they were going to make like a hybrid, a dinosaur and human baby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's going to continue in this actual one, but that's what they were talking about 7 years ago.
That's fucked up.
That's weird. And that's creepy. You're getting... I like Jurassic Park. Don't ruin it for me.
Check this shit out. Total consumption of beer in the U.S. has fallen for the third straight year.
Because people are all being all fit and shit.
Since 2008, total beer consumption has fallen by as much as 11% in some states. Americans still, however, consume a massive amount of the foamy beverage. An estimated 6.3 billion gallons in 2011. Nationwide, 28.3 gallons of beer a year were consumed for every American of legal age. Some states consume far less than others. In Connecticut, only 21.8 gallons were purchased per resident in 2011. In Utah, it was just 19.2 gallons. In 3 states, however, the Beer Institute estimates that more than 40 gallons of beer were consumed per person. Based on Beer Institute's report, 24/7 Wall Street identified the 10 states that drink the most beer. I'm thinking this is not going to tell me that unless I go to full story. Sorry about that. Where is it at?
Well, while we're waiting, you want me to do the top 10 songs list of all time? Okay. You're so mean to me.
You want to have a tussle again?
I'm pretty good. I'm going to win it. Win this tussle.
In it to win it.
I hate that fucking show.
Anyway, this doesn't tell me a damn thing about the states. In North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana, high consumption appears to be driven by the type of jobs in the state. It doesn't give me the list. I thought it was going to give me a list of... So weird.
That's
anyways, wonderful. Fuck that story.
Well, you want me to do the top 10 songs of all time, according to this top 10 list?
It's going to be horrible, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Here we go. Number 10, The Winner Takes It All by ABBA.
ABBA.
ABBA. Number 9, Cranes Crying by Vitas.
I don't even know that.
I don't know that song either. You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban. That's number 8.
I don't know that. What's
You've
that?
Heard it before.
No, I
number
haven't.
7, Sweet Child of Mine.
Guns N' Roses.
Number 6, One by Metallica. Number 5, Earth Song by Michael Jackson.
Wait, let's go back to... Are you going counting down?
Yeah, number 4 is the next
what
one.
What was number 10?
Number 10, it was the ABBA, The Winner Takes All.
Okay, so we're going to...
Play parts of
get a
of
little,
it?
Yeah, of each one
I'm
here.
I'm sorry I'm just so quick and fast for you.
It uses up more time, so...
Just
probably going to be an ad.
Oh, this is great. Oh, this is a funny video. There's a dog wagging some of his head out the window. His butt's out the window.
You're not weird. You're an innovator.
You're not weird.
No, he's weird.
No. If we had a dog, our dog would be weird.
Here is ABBA. The Winner Takes It All.
Oh.
You want me to jump in?
Yeah, because I don't care.
I don't want to talk. Wow. Oh. This is number 10.
Mm-hmm. About things
we've gone through. This song sucks. Though
it's hurting me. And it's hurting you. It's history.
What's number 9?
Cranes Crying. And that's what you've done. Yeah, by Vitas. The second one. Nothing more to say. Okay. We don't go to the second one,
this
I think,
looks
yeah.
looks fun.
This is number 9. Okay. Ooh, it's Russian.
What?
Yeah.
I thought this was American list.
Well, it might have been big in America at one point, so it counts.
What?
All right, next song. What? Number 8. You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban. You've heard this song, I swear. Had to have heard it at some point. This is number 8.
I have no idea.
You have to skip. Oh. He has a really good voice, though.
I've never heard this in my life.
He's like, really like...
I don't know
It's
him.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Number 7 is Sweet Child of Mine.
It sounds great.
Guns N' Roses. Okay, this is number 7. Just to
remind you.
I know
this one. It's good shit. I love Guns N' Roses.
I wish I could play that intro. That'd be cool.
It's awesome. Too bad, what's his name's a crazy fuck.
Axel?
Yeah, so that shit wouldn't work. Their band. They could never work together.
Oh, that's right. That's why they broke up, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. All because of him.
This takes us out to college.
College?
Oh my god. No. I'll tell you why.
This takes me back to fourth grade.
No. No, I'll tell you why. Because I have this roommate who is obsessed with Guns N' Roses, so she broke one of our lamps in our room trying to lap dance with the lamp on this song.
Boy.
Yeah, that's crazy times.
Alright, what's next?
Okay. One by Metallica.
Yeah, this is a good one.
I don't know if I've really heard it.
You've heard it. They play it on 97.9 all the time. It's a long ass song. It's like 7 minutes or something. Yep. 7:45. Takes forever to get going, especially when there's an ad.
You can skip to the video.
I'm not a huge fan of Metallica. I used to be, but then they're all crazy about people downloading their music.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They got ridiculous and tried to go to the government and all that.
Get
but
I,
apparently now they're fine. What the fuck just happened?
You did something.
I didn't do anything.
You moved it.
I didn't click on
Go
the damn
back,
thing.
Just fucking press the thing again. Go up to the next one. There you go.
Another ad.
No, skip.
You've heard this.
I think I've seen the video.
You've seen the video?
I think so. Like on VH1, you know, VH1 would always play like...
Oh yeah, this so. Was played on VH1. Anyway, that's that.
And then Earth's song, Michael Jackson, number five. Earth's song, Michael Jackson.
I'm not sure if I know this. I would have to hear it.
I heard it either. So.
I'd have to hear it before I know. Oh, yeah, I've heard this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm sure you've heard it. What about
sunrise? No.
It's a slow one, but... You haven't heard this?
No. I wasn't a big Michael Jackson fan when I was little. What about all the things that you
said we were to gain? It's a good one. It's slow. What about killing
feels? Okay, well, that's number five.
Well, here, let's move on a little bit, because it's better. Except, I swear, you've had to hear them. Played in, like, background. A lot of things. Hey! Your giraffes. What have we done to the world? Sing it. Okay, what's next?
Number four is Imagine by John Lennon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what song I'm making up as I go. This is a good song. I do like
this
song.
And this one, like, anti-war as well. Didn't we talk about John Lennon
last night? Yeah, because he had a quote last night. Yeah. His message in here is simple, but it's very profound at the same time.
Are you reading that?
No. Why would you think that? I can have intelligent thoughts.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. What is that? 3,626,968 views. That's a lot.
Imagine all the people.
What's next? Next song.
Oh, I like this song. Right. Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Oh, jeez.
This is a jump from this song.
That's they put that one on there because that one basically was the whole change from the 80s hair bands to a different type of rock. That's why that's...
You know, Starburst is a contradiction.
No, this is the song.
Boring. Living Dead. That is a contradiction, my friend. Starburst exists in two... You're boring me to death, and I am already dead. You're boring me back to death.
It's the song.
Starburst is a contradiction.
You weren't.
Starburst must be really a sponsor.
That's what it sounds like.
Ready?
When the whole grunge
dirty look
rather than the crazy 80s hair bands, flashy.
Doesn't he have a daughter with Courtney?
No idea.
I think he does have a daughter with her. No, she's old now, but
so that was number what?
That was number three. Oh,
hello, and this is of all time.
Yeah. You okay. Ready for number two?
I am.
Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, that's a good one. There's other good Led Zeppelin stuff.
Is this about his son or something? His son died.
All that glitters is gold, and there's a sign on the wall. This is number two?
Yep.
What's number one? 'Cause you know sometimes words, it's not a very good copy.
Number one is, I think I'm saying this right, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
No.
No?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody. That's what I said.
I don't know. That's what you said. But
yeah.
That's the one that's played all over the
place. Oh, you know that's all
I want to
do. Can I do the fandango? Right?
Wayne and Garth.
Yeah, the Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. They always. That's where it was popularized, or whatever you say. And then there was that one drunk dude. Remember that video I played for?
Yeah.
It was in Canada. He's thrown in the backseat of the cop car, and he just sang this whole damn song while he was in the back of the cop
car.
Yeah,
like the way he knew all
the whole
words.
Damn thing. He just sang it.
How long is this song?
I think that's the shorter version, because I thought it was 7 or 8 minutes. But I don't know. It says 607. Could be true. This looks like the real video.
We have to get to the actual part.
Oh, it takes forever.
Well, my fish, I go fast.
What? To me. Look at that. 51 million views. I'm going to go urinate while this is going on.
To the best part. It's just
still not there?
No.
Nope.
Maybe it's coming up soon, maybe.
Gotta move. Do the thing. There you go. It's coming up. Picking up. Jesus Christ.
I'm a special individual.
Here it comes.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, scaramouche, when you do the fandango.
Thunderbolts and lightning,
very, very frightening.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo,
Figaro.
All right, I'm done with this damn song.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go,
will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
We will not let you go.
Let him go!
We will not let you go.
Let him go!
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil.
All right, I'm done with the song. It's boring to me now.
That's just about ready for the headbanging part. This is where they headbang again. Wayne's World. Anyway, that was that. Apparently, a police dog sniffed out meth, a meth stash.
Oh, that's funny. We're on the exact same website.
Out of a lady's vagina.
And I didn't even know we were on the same website.
Really? Oh, boy.
Great minds think.
Police in Minnesota say that a woman arrested for erratic driving attempted to hide a pipe and meth stash in her pussy, only to be busted by a drug-sniffing dog.
Hmm.
Nicole Denzer, 23 years old, was stopped by Centennial Lakes police officer during the early morning of October 2nd when a patrolling officer noticed her straddling the median.
Yeah.
Oh, they're working all kinds of sexual innuendo in there.
Mm-hmm.
She had 17 grams of meth and a pipe. She shoved it up her little twatter.
Yeah.
Her little fun bag.
That's not fun.
What do you call them? What's the other words for them? Is it the axe wound? Who said that? Where did I hear that? It was just on something we watched the other day.
Hmm.
Axe wound. Oh, we watched The League today. I think it was said in there, Taco. Taco is hilarious.
Weird. Well, there's news about Octomom.
Uh-oh.
We all know her.
Ugh. I don't.
You never know.
I know she did some porn, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, after having 8 babies?
I believe so, yes.
Well, she has 14 kids, not even 8, because she had more kids before those kids, but...
But I'm saying that's they were talking about, because... people were saying on the Ice House Chronicles that they wanted to see what her vagina looked like because she had all those kids, but most of them were C-section, so it doesn't really matter. Not that many kids came out of her vagina.
No.
So it wasn't. And like Brian Redband said something like, I watched her porn and her pussy was like pretty tight looking. For I didn't expect it to look that tight. That's what he said.
Okay.
I thought it was funny.
Anyways, vaginas are just ugly in general. But basically, apparently she is being accused of like sexual abusing
porn.
Like,
my God.
She's not like that. Okay, let me just read the headline to make it make sense. Because I'm not.
But you aren't.
She has like abuse against her because she said former nannies of hers claimed child sexually abused siblings. So like it wasn't necessarily her, it was her older children like sexually abusing the younger ones. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So apparently like the younger kids would like come with like bruises and all these kind of like wounds from the other kids like beating up on them. Like there comes a point where every kid, like you wrestle with your brothers and sisters, you have play fights, we all have done that. Well, when you're leaving fucking marks, there's problems there. I think. I don't know, but she's a weird person anyway, so I wouldn't put it past her to just not care, so she's a weird person. I saw an interview with her once on, I think it might have been like the Today Show or some other show like that. It might not have been the Today Show, but and she just was off her whacker.
Whacker?
Yeah.
What's that?
I mean, I guess you'd have to be fucking crazy to have 14 kids, but that's your own damn choice to have that many kids. Apparently, she pays $2,150 per month for her rent for her 5-bedroom, 3-bath home.
It's great. Wonderful.
So, I don't really give a shit. But she used the money she made from her first adult film. Oh, okay. Yeah, so there we go. Now it's talking about her adult films. Yeah. Hold on. Raising 14 children as a single mom hasn't been easy, who turned to pornography and stripping earlier this year to support her large family.
What about her large body? Doesn't she have a large body? She's not hot, is she? I don't know what she looks like.
She's pretty skinny. Here.
Oh, really?
Right here.
No, I don't know. No.
Like, she's not huge. I mean, she's not... She's a little, like... I don't know. She's not fat, but she's not, like...
Thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, like, she, like I said, she's not fat. She's just muscular.
I just thought that she would be. That's
no.
all. I don't know.
Oh, she's had to have plastic surgery. No offense, but, like, there's
no
way.
No offense. No offense, guys.
No, but, like, if you have eight babies in your freaking belly, like, you're going to have extra skin and, like, stretch marks. You're not, like, exercising is not going to get rid of extra skin. Like, you have to have surgery for that. So she's had to have some plastic surgery.
I'm way sad.
Not wasted. I'm telling you the truth. Like, there's no way your body goes back to normal after having eight fetuses in there at one time. What's they're called?
Well, in case anyone out there listening is looking for other cool, good podcasts to listen to, something I would recommend is BadQuaker.com. Pretty good shit.
And the people that were more interested in just having young fun.
Well, that's what it looks like.
Oh, right. Since I forgot and just started recording, this is a special episode of Freedom Fiends Live where Nemo is being...
Actually, that's Freedom's Fiends. Freedom Fiends. I didn't want to play that. That's weird. Anyways, that's what he looks like. Although, this is podcast, so you guys don't see that. But
Ben Stone. Are you
this is Freedom Fiends as well. No Bad Quaker on here, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that is. What? Anyways.
Ew, I found something weird.
Check out BadQuaker.com. That dude rocks. And he talks a lot like me. Or he talks... He says the things that I try to say, only he... Probably says them way better.
Saves them than he wrote to say.
Yes. See? That's what I'm saying.
Do you know there's a cat eating festival? Did you know that this?
I don't know what you're saying.
Apparently in Peru, they have a cat eating festival where they eat cats.
Oh.
It's in remembrance of when, like, back, like, their ancestors had to eat cats to survive. Because, like, I guess they didn't have enough food. So to survive, they had to eat cat meat. So every year they have this feline eating festival. It apparently is in early September. That's kind of gross. Like, I don't know. I look at our stud and I'm like, oh, you could have been eaten.
Well, that's what happens. I mean, if I was super ass hungry and I had a cat, I'm going to eat to live. So...
Would you eat a human?
Yes.
So
I've said that many times.
Kill me and eat me?
No, but not kill a human to eat it. That's not what I'm saying. If a human died and I was really starving for food and a human died near me or like my neighbor that I knew that I could run over there and like times were really bad in the sort of apocalypse type of
like
future,
so then
or whatever,
you'd be a zombie.
No, I wouldn't be a zombie, but I would just run over and grab whatever body there is and hell yeah, I would cut the shit up and cook it up and stay alive. Like, what else are you going to do?
I don't know.
How else are you going to stay alive?
Can I find, I have another funny story. Want to hear about this?
Go for it.
Apparently this guy, his name's Raymond, he was arrested for allegedly fighting a stop sign. He's probably wasted. Hold on. Let me think. This could be the drunk for this episode. Raymond Garcia was mad and allegedly refused to back down against his adversary. Is that how you say it? Adverse. I don't know how you fucking say that word. A stop sign in Roswell, New Mexico. Oh, shut up.
Come on.
The legend.
Area 51.
I know. There they had us.
Jeez.
Maybe it really turned into like, maybe it was an alien who turned into a stop sign and then it made him look like a kook. Made him look like a kook because the alien was like, aha, I'm going to turn the stop sign. And then everyone that found him, there was just a stop sign there.
That's exactly what I believe.
Okay.
That is the truth. Has to be.
I think that's what happened.
Completely.
But anyways, apparently this altercation
government's
happened
government's trying
Friday.
To cover it up.
They're trying to cover it up. Happened Friday. When officers respond to a report of a man, later identified by cops as Raymond Garcia, fighting a stop sign. Officer said Garcia, 45, appeared to be under the influence of drugs, according to the officer. Anyway, so I guess he was under the influence, but who knows? Maybe the alien like stabbed him with like a fucking, you know, needle and drugged him. And so then when they got the test back, it said that he was drugged, using drugs, but he really wasn't because the alien was is a stop sign.
Yes.
That makes complete sense, right?
Right.
That's what I'm doing. That's my...
What about this lady? Sweet Brown. Oh, we got an ad. We got an ad.
Oh, yeah. That's what's her name? Sweet Brown. We watched Tosh this week, and he played this video of this lady who had this interview in the news. I mean, I'm not going to say much more. You can just listen to her and let her explain her story to you, because she does it quite well, but... Then I just finish up on this ad here. And
this crazy ad.
It's only the same ad.
Oh, that looks good, though. I would love to eat that.
Philly cheesesteak. You're better at hockey. Okay. All right.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Let's pray she didn't lose her secret pancake recipe in the blaze. That survivor, Sweet Brown, and the KFOR news team struck black gold when they interviewed her about an apartment fire.
Oh, they're going to do his whole interview.
No, I don't want to do
that. I don't know what fire is made of.
No.
I just wanted to play that.
But anyways, so she was just like, oh, Lord. And what did she say? It wasn't a Lord. It was like, oh, God, Lord. I'm having a fire. And I ran.
Here's a remix of it already. Done.
Oh, God.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized Auto-tune. The complex was on fire.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. 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 I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Go for it. This has to be posted to the Facebook. It's just sweet. I just typed in Sweet Brown to YouTube. Just type Sweet Brown and then you'll see the auto-tune remix as part of it. I think it's the first or second one. Can't remember. And then just pause it. Quickly, just pause it. And then share, or actually copy the... You know how to do this? Huh? I like that. That was fun. That was pretty funny.
That was funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. It's kind of like, remember that dude? They made a auto-tune video of him, too. Remember this dude? I know,
terrifying moments for a woman who woke up to a strange man in bed with her.
No, screamed. Her brother rushed into help talking, and tried to fight the brother
attender off. That break-in happened early this morning in the 500 block of Webster Drive in Huntsville. WFF 48's Elizabeth Gentle caught up
they
with
made a video of him.
Elizabeth,
too.
Emotions were running high.
And Mark, the woman, the victim, tells us that a man broke into her house and tried to rape her. Her brother.
Anyway, here it is. This? Remember this dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. They made one of
he's
that.
He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people off.
Remember?
Trying to break him so you need to hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids.
Hide your kids. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. All that shit.
What's going on with all these crazy people?
Same crazy stuff. What are you doing? Did you post it to the Drunk on Liberty?
Well, I think I did.
I sure hope you did.
I'm going to go look. I might have posted it twice by accident. Yeah, I did.
I'll delete one of them.
How do you... Oh, remove.
Remove.
I did. I posted twice.
Oh, jeez. You're delete. So good at this Facebook stuff. And internets. Interwebs.
I know. I'm so good.
Computers. You're so good.
Are you winking Skanks. When you say that?
Winking? No, I didn't wink.
How'd you get it? How'd you walk? Nuts.
What should I? What else? What's going on? Any crazy videos? Gangnam Style.
Oh God, that's I old. Hate that fucking shit.
It's old shit. It's entertaining music though.
I'm sure if South Park was back at that time, they would have made some fun. You know what I mean? They would have done something with that.
They may still.
They may still. If you don't know what that is, here, I'll play a clip for you. I thought we played a clip before, but maybe not.
No, we played it before we were about to record an episode, and we never even brought it in. We didn't talk about it at all. Obviously, this is great for podcasts. All they hear is audio. They don't see the video of the crazy Korean.
He's, like, been on, like, super, like, on TV and shit from this. Like, huge stations. Oh, this is even the song. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
It's just a mixture of this different video. Whatever. I need to go get a beer. Do you need a beer?
I guess so. It's so freaking stupid. Gangnam Style. Oh my God. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. So freaking weird.
Anyways, enough of that. You want to sing a karaoke style song? What song? Give me a song that you could sing karaoke.
Britney Spears.
What?
The baby one. Her like first hit song. What was that called? Baby One More Time. That one. That one I can sing for sure.
Here it comes. Ready for it?
Uh-huh. Oh, it even tells you the key that it's in.
Wow, you know this. It's crazy. knew that way better than I thought.
I told you. Now put a Backstreet Boys one on.
A what?
Or Backstreet
Black,
Boys.
On. Blackstreet. Wait.
Blackstreet Boys.
Backstreet. Blackstreet. What is Blackstreet? Isn't that something? What are you doing?
Nothing. I was going back. Pick another one. How about you do one now? You need to do one. Backstreet Boys.
Oh, No Diggity. That's what it was.
That's what you're going to play?
No. Well,
you going to sing that?
No. Goodness.
Oh, my God.
You just shattered the levels there. Look at this. Look at what you did right here. Look.
Before it goes away. Oh.
Jesus.
I'm good at it.
Sorry for hurting your ears.
I can't help it. It's better out.
Wow.
Ford leads the way in Arizona with more cars over 40 miles per gallon. Like Focus with...
Oh, and it's karaoke too.
What?
Ford dealers for a test drive today.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this what you're singing?
You know what?
No. Apparently it's not karaoke.
Wait, is it?
It just says lyrics.
Oh.
What the hell? I typed... I don't think there is a karaoke version of it.
Well, then we gotta pick a new song. I like the way you working, no diggity. You got to bang it out. You gotta bang it out. I said Backstreet Boys, but you wouldn't play that one. Everybody. Yeah.
That's not the one I would want to play.
Oh, quit playing games with my heart. With my heart. I want it that away. Tell me why I ain't no. I don't know. That's that one. Everybody.
No, no, it's not.
I don't know. What the one hand motion is that you're shaking in the air.
And they go, bump, bump, bump.
Mm.
I don't know.
I want it that
No, it's not that one. None of those.
I don't know. All I have to give, no. I don't know. It doesn't come up. I think it's that one. Backstreet's back.
Nope.
No? I don't know.
Maybe it's not even them. Maybe it's
the
other
that's NSYNC.
Is it? Maybe. What is it?
Oh.
What's it called?
Put NSYNC in. Bye, bye, bye. That one?
Oh, yeah.
That's Here, we'll do NSYNC. I was a bigger NSYNC fan anyways. You going to sue me? What is that? B-A-Y-B-X? That's not even close to NSYNC.
My hands were off-centered, so it typed whatever was there.
Bye-bye-bye.
Oh,
karaoke. I got the I do know it from heart, but just think karaoke. Just think karaoke.
Here it is, I think.
Okay, this can be a good one. Oh, this can be good.
I'll be your background dancer.
Okay, you can be my background dancer. Hey, hey. That's what he does, Justin.
Hey, hey. That's not Justin.
Bob. Oh. Bye. How come it's not coming up? Oh.
Not for that.
Bye, bye. Ready? I'm doing this tonight. You're probably gonna start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. I loved you endlessly, and you weren't there for me. So now it's time to leave and make it alone. I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie. I wanna see you out that door, baby. Bye, 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 bye. Wanna be a fool for you. Just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie. Bye, 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 bye. Don't wanna really make it tough. I just wanna tell you that I had enough. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Baby, bye, bye, bye. I'm done.
Yeah.
I did good, right?
Sure, yes.
What are you laughing at me for? Yeah, I did better than you would have done. I want to hear you sing that.
Nope.
Shit. Exactly. Exactly. I was freaking amazing. You're jealous.
Good job.
My amazingness right now.
Here you go. Another one.
What is this one? Oh, I don't know this one good enough.
You can read it.
Yeah, but you need to have the tune. Oh, wow. Okay, I don't get it.
Oh, it's only 30 seconds. What the hell? That doesn't make sense. Why is it 30 seconds? So long? No.
I don't know. You're the one.
What it's like? You were singing that today in the car.
Yeah, but doesn't mean I'm good at it.
It's just the lyrics. It's not actual karaoke.
What causes burping?
You. You drinking that beer. Anything else cool?
No.
What happened today? Nothing that
a
I want to talk about.
A lot of nothing. So, do you remember that Always Sunny in Philly where they are tripping on acid and like Frank poops in the can? Yes. And he thinks he's in the bathroom. I love that episode.
Is there?
I was looking for it on here, but I don't know if they actually have like. And that's when Green Man comes out again. Oh, that's so funny. So funny. I wonder what season that was.
Is it that? Or is that fake?
It looks like it might be fake. Green Man is saving your life right now, bro. Oh, they're like videotaping it like off the TV.
How did you do that?
I know. Who fucking does that?
Don't do that. Don't videotape on your phone your TV watching a show and then post that as part of the show. Like, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Horrible call.
Man is saving your life right now, bro. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I think they pretty much like don't put their shit out, but I don't know for sure.
They're on FX. It's just regular cable.
I don't know. Oh, Ron Swanson.
Calm down. What are you doing?
I was doing the tick.
Tribute to Ron Swanson. Great quotes and moments.
Well, let's see what this is about.
Let's listen to this.
This is the first encounter.
My name is Ron Swanson.
If you haven't watched Parks and Rec, I was just telling you, then you have much to learn.
I'm going to tell you everything you need to know.
Can't
about
hear
miserable,
it.
Screwed up
it's turned
world.
Up all the way.
Under my tutelage, you will grow from boys into men. From men into gladiators, and from gladiators into Swansons.
I just want to get the work over as soon as possible so I can do some fishing.
So quiet.
Did you hit him in the beanbag? There's no shame in attacking a criminal's beanbag.
Fishing yeah, relaxes quiet. Me.
It's like yoga, except I still get to kill something.
I buy my burger ingredients at Food and Stuff, a discount food outlet equidistant from my home and my work. I came here for the same reason people go to the zoo. Shh. Look at that thing. Nature is amazing.
Ron, would you like some salad?
Since I am not a rabbit, no, I do not.
When she looked in the back of her car, she saw that even though it was her own private property,
quiet, yeah.
She would be forced to take it in. For a state inspection!
Baby, I cooked you some bacon for a trail snack.
I ate it already.
What?
I could smell it in your purse before I even parked my car. And now it's gone, and I hate everything.
Oh my god, Ron, it's your birthday. Happy birthday!
Shut your damn mouth. It's always fun to see Tom faint.
Attention, person who shot me in the head. I'm gonna find you, and I'm gonna tear you apart.
Jerry's still out there.
You know, Leslie, the Super Bowl's in a couple months. I usually watch it with my brothers. Maybe you could come by at halftime and shoot me in the head.
Oh, my God!
I never thought I'd get to meet him.
Next time I'm enjoying some alone time in the men's restroom, you could invite yourself into my stall and shoot me in the head.
Andy, wait up!
Child labor laws are ruining this country.
Call me, let me know where you are, and if you have...
Ah!
Ron?
What in the devil's name is this?
Portobello mushrooms.
Where's the steak?
Oh, there's no steak. That's a healthier option. It's organically grown.
Ron.
Are you okay? Whoa, whoa, whoa! Okay. Yeah. Look, if there's anything I can do to make it
sure.
up to you...
How about you shoot me in the head? Oh, wait, you already did that.
On my deathbed, my final wish is to have my ex-wives rush to my side so I can use my dying breath to tell them both to go to hell one last time. Would I get married again? Oh, absolutely. If you don't believe in love, what's the point of living?
You had me at meat tornado. We're going to gut it with a machete, okay?
Excuse me. There's a sign at Rampsett Park that says do not drink the sprinkler water, so I made some tea with it, and now I have an infection. Sir? Sir, are you listening to...
I've been developing the Swanson Pyramid of Greatness for years. It's a perfectly calibrated recipe for maximum personal achievement. Categories include...
Teamwork! Very important! Equally important, selfishness! America!
The only country that matters.
Cursing!
There's only one bad word. Texas. There are three acceptable haircuts. High and tight, crew cut, buzz cut. Are the scissors broken in your house, son? Animal proteins. 4 to 8 servings daily. Cow, pig, chicken, deer. Fish, for sport only. Fish meat is practically a vegetable. Friends, 1 to 3 is sufficient. Capitalism, God's way of determining who is smart and who is poor. Facial hair, living in the woods, rage, poise, property right, crying, B.O., cabin, skim milk. That's right, it's on here twice. Avoid it. Old wooden sailing ships. They're beautiful.
Ready?
I was born ready. I'm Ron Swanson.
That was pretty good.
That's funny.
Although there are new... Now we're loud.
Oh, and there's better quotes as well. But right.
Now there are new ones that are good. And we are really loud because I turned up everything for that video. Let me make sure.
Do I sound better now?
Let's get our levels better. Test. Testies? Testies. 1, 2. Got 2 of them. 2 testies. I think we're good.
Mine are high and mighty.
Do I sound loud to you?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, like...
Testies. Testies, too.
That's a little loud.
That's because I'm saying testies loud.
Oh, that's such a gross word. Just like boobs. Boobs are gross.
Boobs.
So what's for dinner?
Boobs?
That's what a baby would say. That'd be awesome to have a onesie that said boobs. That's what's for dinner. And the baby wore the onesies.
I'm sure it hardly exists.
I'm patenting that. Don't steal that idea. I'm just kidding.
You can't steal ideas.
I don't think. I've never seen it. Boobs, that's what's for dinner. Onesie. I could totally make that. I could make that shit out of that.
You could.
And you could customize them, like, by putting, like, your last name, like, blanks, boobs is what's for dinner. So then you could be like, you know, your son is custom to your breasts or your daughter.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying we could customize them. Whoa, that sounded loud.
That. Are you ready?
But I like my boob idea.
Keep going. Customize what? How are you doing this?
Like how you customize it. Like let's say your last name is Smith.
Okay.
Mama Smith's boobs is what's for dinner.
Mama Smith.
Wouldn't you want your baby to wear that?
I don't want a baby, but
if you did, wouldn't that what your baby would want to? Wouldn't you want your baby to wear a onesie like that? Come on now.
Why?
It would make it hilarious.
I don't have boobs, so it's not like it would.
No, for your wife or your girlfriend or the baby mama.
Baby mama. Oh, geez.
Well, I would. So therefore, I'd probably be the baby mama. So then, therefore, yes, our child would wear that shirt. Because it'd be hilarious.
Oh, what would it be? God damn it.
Oh, you're too freaking slow.
This is ridiculous.
It's not. It's a good idea. I'm sure if Pedro had another baby.
That was loud.
Then Pedro would want a shirt that said, with the boobs. Boobs is what's for dinner for his child.
I guess
whether
so.
Whether it be a boy or girl.
I guess you are right.
Indeed. Who wouldn't? I'm telling you, if we had a child, that would shit would have a onesie that said that.
That shit would have a onesie.
Because I don't know what it'd be. So
that
it'd be,
shit. That shit. Just call it that shit.
It would be the shit. Our baby would be the shit. It'd be awesome. It'd be freaking drinking a beer bottle from birth.
What?
This is ridiculous.
That's
you're
loud again.
You're
what
embarrassed
is going on
by
here?
My ideas.
Why is everything so loud now?
Because you had to mess
up
the shit.
For the one. No. Actually, I don't like that one because that one, the politicians are the ones being paid, so they're the ones who make the laws who destroy the everything. They are the root.
Oh. There's some awkward silence there.
It's still going.
What?
You have nothing to say.
I was thinking, but you...
Nothing on your mind.
Didn't know.
Somebody died.
Who? Who died?
Alex Karras?
I don't know who that is.
Type it into Google.
Why do I care? Like, I don't know this person. Like, if I died, they wouldn't give a shit.
A-L-E-X.
Alex who?
C-A-R-R-A-S dies. Or type him into IMDb.
Got it. He died yesterday.
Yeah, he was in...
That's 77.
He was in Blazing Saddles? I don't know.
He was an American football player.
Yeah, but he was in a movie.
Oh.
A couple movies.
Oh, Blazing Saddles, yeah. Webster... Victor, Porky's, Paper Lion.
Porky's. That was a good one.
That was number. That was from 1982. How do you know? I never saw that movie. Is it? What's it about?
Which one?
Porky's.
Oh, it's like the college frat boys getting drunk. It's one of those movies.
Gotcha.
Animal House. It's basically Animal House.
Apparently he was on the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Detroit.
Detroit. Woo, woo.
Whoa.
Woo, woo. That's what you say.
We
woo,
don't
want to
watch that. That's 8 minutes long.
What did he die from? Do you know?
Head trauma.
Really?
No, I don't. I have zero idea.
Oh. He had kidney disease, heart disease, stomach cancer. I kid you not, he had all of those.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my Lord, that poor man. So he died. When was that? Yesterday, Thursday. But, yeah, he had stomach cancer, heart disease, and kidney disease. That poor man. That's awful. Well, rest in peace. Apparently he moves. Oh, yeah, he did have a child. We didn't have a children.
Oh my goodness.
What else?
Oh, I just want to play a little something by Alexander Spooner.
There's thousands of people maybe all not. Over the state.
So that's completely wrong. Anyways.
God, you just keep messing up. Well, apparently
they don't
the
work.
Atlas Shrugs.
Shrugs.
Part 2 came out this weekend, so that's something to go look forward if you want to go to the theater.
They recast the whole thing.
Hmm?
Yeah. It's completely new
why?
Actors and actresses.
That's stupid.
I don't know, but I think it's supposed to be better, actually. Let's play a little trailer.
I thought they looked different from the first movie,
yeah,
but I thought maybe I just didn't remember. I thought maybe I just didn't remember.
No, they're different. Let's play a little.
All right, play a little
trailer here.
While I'll try.
It's great for you listeners.
I do it to stay sharp.
You get to hear the ad, and then you never get to see the video that we are watching. But you hear it.
Well, they can all just go to YouTube and look for it if they really want to. Okay, it's starting. It's starting.
To protect the security of our fellow citizens. For the duration of the national emergency, that the statutes of Directive 10-289 shall remain in effect. All copyrights shall be transferred to the federal government.
Oh, shit.
All wages and other forms of income are hereby frozen.
I hear this one's supposed to be way better.
It's all happening so fast.
I won't be a slave.
I would have to re-watch the first one anyways.
I don't think it was very good.
You say you and Henry Reardon found it?
It's on Netflix, though. First one.
A device harvesting limitless energy without fossil fuels.
We're so close to having something they won't be able to fight.
They will try like hell to stop you.
Ms. Taggart. I think everyone agrees that capitalism doesn't work.
You don't understand the power they have. The government takes what they want and taxes what they leave behind.
One of these days, you're going to have to decide which side you're on.
It's obvious that drastic measures have to be taken.
If you saw Atlas, knees buckling, arms trembling, but still trying to hold up the world with a last of his strength.
Yes, sir.
What would you tell him to do?
Where are they? Anyone who could make a difference.
I'm sitting next to her.
I've only got one thing left worth fighting for. This.
If you feel you have the right to use force against me, bring guns.
This one sounds way better. Even the trailer. Like, I'm very interested.
Is John Galt? Is he even a man?
Very liberty friendly.
I did read some of the book.
Yeah, it's a long ass book. I didn't
read
it.
It's like 1,000 pages. I read some of it.
It's ridiculously huge.
And then
And this is a 3-part movie.
And the thing is, part one is more boring than part two. So like, it's hard to start and get through it.
Maybe that's why the movie was so boring. But the second one has much more. Many more like liberty themes in them, you know. The whole taxi,
yeah, hopefully
you know,
it's
they
better.
Were so.
Oh well. Well, yeah. So it came out today.
Yep.
So go see that if you want to. Otherwise, just wait for it to go on Netflix.
I think when the first one came out, I was pretty like while it was at the theaters, I was able to download it, torrent. So I should check for that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
could
I still would want to watch the first one again because I don't remember.
No, I know it's on Netflix. The first one's on Netflix if you have a Netflix and streaming.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we could watch that. I'm just telling you, it's pretty boring. I didn't find it very good.
Well, then I can just watch it on my own if you don't want to watch it again. That's fine.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever. News anchor fail.
She says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
In Washington, D.C., and also at the Penis Museum.
You failed to prove it the first time around. What do you have up your sleeve to be more successful this time around?
I already said I will not be making any comment.
Oh my God. I remember seeing that.
Yeah. It's all visuals.
Well, the other ones weren't. Oh, this is news anchor fail.
It's a serious problem, Martin. It's tackling something that is going to start to go out of the game.
Well,
now.
We hope. No.
Oh. Oh.
He got hit.
He got a nail.
Well, that was I think that was on the Leeds players. Yeah. And are you all right?
Yeah. Okay. Just about. Yeah.
We were talking
just
about.
Look at this.
Oh.
He got nailed.
Mine at pick a dick. Pick. Oh, no. Well, you're a dick. Oh, my goodness. That was ridiculous. King of the Kubasa. So go to pickadick.com.
Sask Energy is announcing a proposal to jack off, up the car.
Aaron, again, congratulations on your big Hooters. Hooters win.
You said,
wow, that was a slip of the.
Matt Bona, Tiffany Thiessen, and Tim Decay are the stars of White Collar. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
That would be Matt Bomer. Yeah.
The Bronx section. Sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow job or block party.
Police chief says six officers were killed, including the district's top cock after a cop.
At the grocery, with getting less will tell you how to get the most. The fuck are you doing?
Whoa. Top cock?
We need to acknowledge an unfortunate mistake that I made and one of the teases we bring to you before this program. While we were live just after 10 o'clock, I said a word that many people find offensive. I'm truly sorry. It was a mistake on my part.
The thief needs is a hammer, an empty parking lot.
Remember that is the F-word.
It takes a car prowler just a matter of seconds to get into your vehicle. All they need is a hammer. Make sure no one's around. Door was unlocked. It takes a car prowler just a matter of seconds to get into your vehicle. All they need is something like a hammer. Make sure no one's around.
You can't break it. With a hammer.
I'm sorry.
What's going on here? Three, two. It takes a car prowler just a matter of seconds to get into your vehicle. All they need is a hammer. Make sure no one's around. What's the problem here?
It's getting pissed.
Here we go. I got it.
Let me go to the other side and pointing in something right about there.
Yeah.
You gotta hit it. Pretty good smack.
All right.
You see what it does?
Yeah. All it takes is just a couple of seconds for a car prowler to get into your vehicle. Need a hammer, make sure no one's around.
Wow. He knocked it off. Or it went down?
Yeah, it went down instead of breaks.
I never saw one do that.
Best car thief I've ever seen.
How is that possible? Three, two, one. Really, all it takes is just a couple of seconds for a car prowler to get into your vehicle. Need something like a hammer, make sure there's no one around. Give it a good blow. iPod, wallet, whatever is in plain sight, it's theirs, and they're out of there.
Got
it. We couldn't.
I don't know. You getting that? Thanks for letting us do this.
Well, no problem. I'm sorry it hurt you.
It's all right.
The former head of the International Monetary Fund is now free
long,
on bail.
It's kind of visual. Some of it's visual. So.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for us to descend to the den for some TV watching in Coco.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start a fire.
We're not going to take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Pick calls.
Joey, Dino.
What?
Joey,
never mind.
What do you mean by the pig calls?
Soon. Suey.
What was that on? We were watching. They have real pig calls.
Tosh.
I don't remember.
I was telling you about real stories of me being witnessing those. Suey.
I'm sorry.
Those.
I'm not very.
You don't remember? He didn't listen
I
to
don't.
Me.
No, I listened to you. I'm saying I never had to go to
say
one.
It.
You're better at hockey.
Never had to do that.
Hey, you know on The Voice when they turn around and the person looks completely different from what they imagined? All right, show.
Visual as well. Never mind.
Very.
So, yeah, this is fun. Oh, my.
That's what I have to say to that.
You keep. You've been saying that all night. You say the same thing. That's all you do.
I'm
say
consistent.
That.
I'm consistent.
You keep saying that exact same thing.
All right. Well,
over and over again, louder and louder.
I think that means we're done because I'm ready to just relax with some hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa? What are you talking about? Hot cocoa.
With marshmallows on the top and some, add some liquor in there.
I don't have a song ready to go either, so you need to talk a little longer.
You're so unprepared. I can't probably believe you.
What?
That you would do such a thing.
Calm down.
I was practicing my stuttering.
Why are you practicing?
I don't know. I'm just
stuttering.
Just, you know, to be cool. That's a cool thing to do, practice stuttering.
Doesn't sound very cool.
I would say maybe we should play one of the top 10 songs the whole way through that we experienced today.
Nah.
Or we could do the number 11 song, Represent, which was Hotel California.
Nah.
Sorry, I had some good ideas. You just dosh them down.
What are you saying? What is going on?
I'm making my own words up for sure.
I don't even know what you're saying.
All right, what's the song?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Just pick a damn song or else I'm going to pick one. Okay, what is our song then?
No.
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 That's our song? No? Okay.
Please head on over to drunkenliberty.com.
Hit the shit out of that donate button or hit the Amazon banner and buy yourself some shit.
Well, where is...
Fucking hit the shit out of that donate button.
Yeah, listen to Pedro.
Email
us. DrunkOnLiberty@gmail.com or you can drunk dial us 623-505-6375. Leave us that crazy drunken message. Rate and review us iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio. We take bitcoins on the donations. Throw us your bitcoins if you would like.
Yep, throw us those coins in the air and I will collect them down
and join the conversation on Facebook. That's where we're most prominent.
Yeah, we Facebook sluts.
Yes, indeed. All right, our final song
is what?
By Nine Inch Nails, and it is called The Only Time. Peace out, drunks. I'm drunk. But right now I'm so in love with you, and I don't want to think too much about what we should have. Shouldn't do. Lay my hands on heaven and the sun and the moon and the stars while the devil wants to fuck me in the back of his car. I can do this. Nothing quite like the feel something new. Found everything I need. The sweat in your eyes, the blood in your veins are listening to me. Well, I want to wrap it up and swim in it until I drown. My moral standing is lying down. Nothing quite like the feel. Thank you.
is the only time I really feel alive. This is the only time I really feel alive. This is the only time I really feel
Hey, Sarah Renee, I have a gigantic penis over here for you. You ready?
Boo, I scared you.